And good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2015. Scott Berlinski is in the studio with me. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well.
Scott is a planner with the City and Borough of Sitka, and he's here to talk about the commercial legalization of marijuana and some upcoming decisions that Sitka needs to make this month into the coming year. So this is critical listening for all of you eating your oatmeal. Pay extra special attention to what Scott is about to say and what we're about to talk about. Scott, can you just lay out the territory for us when it comes to commercial pot? Where are we?
Sure. The basic framework is that, as I think anyone knows who's been in the state for a few months, that the voters voted to make marijuana a legal drug last fall, and the personal use has been legal for several months now, but the commercial activity, which was made legal under the law, doesn't go into effect until, well, I guess the timeline is in effect now, but the first licenses for commercial marijuana activity will be issued by the state under the law on May 24th, 2016. They are bound to be ready to issue licenses.
So a little less than a year from now.
Yeah, just 11 months, almost exactly 11 months. And the communities, you know, the state law anticipates a local regulatory framework that complements the state regulatory framework. So all the communities in Alaska now are, at least, you know, the larger ones, you know, more than a few hundred people, are working at having that framework ready, having community discussions about how they want commercial marijuana activity to look in their towns. And there's four types of licenses this state will issue, and this is modeled after the Colorado law. So there's some, you know, history with how this framework seems to work fairly well. There'll be licenses in cultivation, that is commercial grows, testing, processing, which would be, you know, making, say, edibles or, you know, some sort of product, you know, from the cannabis, and then retail outlets. So four types of licenses. How do we get to looking at what a local regulatory framework looks like? Important set of rules we already have, which would apply to this, are the zoning rules. That's what other communities are going to use as their basic framework, and that's, it just makes sense for Sitka to start there. You know, there's a couple different approaches. You could just embed it into existing zoning rules, or you could make overlay districts, or even just a whole separate set of rules that you somehow apply, you know, from sort of a separate direction. But it seems that taking the simple approach would work best. That's what most communities in Colorado have done. Just back up just a step for the timeline is that another timeline that's important is February 24th, 2016. That under the timeline set out in the statute, that's when the state needs to begin accepting applications for commercial activity. So for us to have our rules pretty much figured out by then so that we can be reviewing those locally at the same time, this, you know, the state's obligated to forward a copy of those applications to the local jurisdiction when they get them. So for us to be ready to start looking at those when the state gets them just makes sense, you know.
By February.
Yes, so that we have some time, yeah.
A lot of local activity between now through the winter and into the early part of the year.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of an unknown here, which is that the state is required to issue regulations by November. And their regulations have not been issued in draft yet. One set has come out. There's two more sets of draft regulations that will come out, one on July 2nd and one on September 3rd. So until all the communities see those, we're somewhat in a wait-and-see mode because we want our local regs to complement the state regs. Until we see the state regs, we're working a little bit in a void. But to start having community discussions about what commercial activity should look like just makes sense to have sort of time to have a community dialogue, think about it, you know, not be in total reactive mode when November gets here.
So what is your hoped for timeline as you wait for these things to happen?
Yeah, the key steps that I would see that we should be doing, you know, next month is to create an advisory committee, which is not a new commission, but just rather a committee that would just start having sort of looking at the details. Other communities have done this. Juneau's committee consists of, I believe, four assembly members and three planning commissioners. Ketchikan's committee consists of two of the borough assembly members, five of the council members, one school board member. Petersburg's committee consists of everybody who applied, about 17 people. Come midwinter to start drafting our local regulatory framework. The state's regs would be final by then, November 24th. and then be ready to start accepting applications by February.
Okay. I have a couple fire round questions for you.
Sure.
Marijuana, can we tax it locally?
It can be. As it stands now, it can be taxed locally. It's possible the state regs would speak to that and change that answer. But for now, yes.
Okay. What laws would have to change in order for commercial marijuana to be sold here?
Two main areas. First and biggest would be the zoning regulations,
right.
the zoning code.
Those.
You know, and that would be, you know, what's called zoning text changes to have categories for each of those four commercial license types that I already mentioned.
And then the
building code would also need to be changed. There's some fire and life safety issues, health and sanitation issues around commercial marijuana activities. Not so much the retail stores, but commercial grows or processing. There's some, you know, safety issues there. And it's possible some of the criminal laws would need to be updated, you know, the local criminal statutes to complement, you know, the legal activity. But I haven't looked at that in detail, but there might be some updates there.
Okay. You mentioned the four different kinds of licenses that will be potentially issued by the state for operations in Sitka. So they are 1, cultivation, 2, testing, 3, processing, and 4, retail sales. I'm wondering what a cultivation operation looks like. Is it a farm? I've never lived in a state with legal commercial marijuana.
So. Sure. When I was in Colorado last January, I had an opportunity to tour a commercial grow operation. So that was about 10,000 square feet. It was all indoors, climate controlled, heavy filters, both for odor control and to keep errant pollen from getting into the plants or bacteria, things that would infect the plants. They actually upped the carbon dioxide in the environment there to make the plants grow better. But it was a closed, controlled environment is what the commercial grow looked like. And for maximum productivity, that's what they're doing in Colorado. And I'm almost certain, given our especially cooler climate here, that's the approach that would be taken by successful cultivators here.
Okay. Can you legally grow it in your basement?
Personal.
And be given a cultivation license?
Short answer is no. You can now grow up to 6 plants for personal use. That's currently allowed under the law. To grow more than a certain number of plants, and the state regs, I believe, will speak to this, but we're gaining from Colorado's experience on this, where people ganged up a bunch of personal uses and had many, many numbers of plants growing,
oh, okay.
Sort of pseudo or de facto commercial grows that weren't licensed as commercial grows. So the successful approach that some communities took is just to say any number of plants or 12 plants or more is a commercial grow, and you had to get licensed that way.
And moving on to, I'm just going to skip testing, but to talk about processing and retail businesses. So would those have a place in downtown Sitka in the Central Business District? How will Sitkins decide the location of some of these places, especially if they're extremely visible in the community on the street?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the state law allows the local communities to decide on the time, place, manner, and number of establishments of each type. So that's, you know, embedded in the state law, that one of those details of local control. So should we have, I think among the bigger questions for the community to answer is, should retail stores or any type of activity, but especially retail storefronts, be allowed in the downtown area, you know, Central Business District, Catley Ann Street, Lincoln Street, side streets. I think that's just as it stands now, they could be. But I think it's an important question for the community to answer.
What do you see in Colorado, how different towns and communities are handling that?
Breckenridge in particular has a controversial history with that, because initially they allowed dispensaries on their main street, and they have an iconic main street. It's kind of the brand of the town is their main street. So I've been told, I haven't been there myself, but
okay.
That's what I think the town administrator described it that way. She spoke at a conference. So the dispensary on the main street is quite controversial. And they had another vote where they then prohibited it. So this business now has to move. And it's just been a very divisive issue for
them. So they let the business set up shop.
Yes.
And then through public vote
removed it? Yeah, then said it can't stay. So it's actually there. I believe as we speak, it's still there, but has a certain deadline to move out. So as you can imagine, it's difficult for the business, divisive for the community. And it'd be nice to avoid that ahead of time. Just think about that ahead of time, what we want that to look like in Sitka.
Okay. Last question for you, Scott, is how can Sitkins get in touch with you with any questions? And what would you like from them as you're pulling together all these different conversations?
I think for now, for people just to pay attention to when the advisory committee gets established and has their first meetings, and then invite the public to attend and speak to their concerns and questions and interests and suggestions. I think that's the appropriate forum to get the most community input.
Okay. And how can they reach you? Do you have an email?
I do, yeah. It'd be scottberlinski@gmail.com would be the email to use for me, or my phone at 738-8181. You could also contact the planning department.
Great. And Berlinski is spelled B-R-Y-L-I-N-S-K-Y.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Scott, for coming in.
Thank you.